A Hustler Spirit Radio, touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler Spirit Radio. A Hustler Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler Spirit Radio. A Hustler Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Hustler Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Radio.com. I want to welcome everybody listening today. We're going to have an awesome show. I want to welcome my co-host, Ken, Greg, Judy. How are you guys doing out there?
Doing good, doing good.
I'm good.
All right. I'm Judy, good. How about you, darling? How you doing?
I'm super duper great, darling.
You sound good. Sounds good. And I do want to take a little time out at this moment. One of our family members from BBS Radio, Seth, which is a engineer for our show. I wanna send out our sympathy and our deep understanding. He lost his father today, and we definitely, you know, from all of us, you know, Seth, whether you're listening to it or you listen to it in archives, you know, you. Whatever you need, man, just let us know, because we're a family here on A Hustler Spirit Radio, and we're also a family with BBS Radio also. So we do want to. Yes, it is. So definitely that, you know, with that, we want to send our prayers out to him and all that's listening too, because you know, when we do lose a loved one, you know, we often look for understanding. And I can say that the more metaphysically astute you become, the easier it is to handle such things. And I wish him Godspeed, and I wish his deceased father a perfect path of whatever of his choosing. Today, we are also dealing with our subject matter of energy management, which, in my opinion, I believe is a lifetime learning procedure, a lifetime learning lesson. We're always going to be watching. We're always going to be alert. That's definitely what we are. You have to be that way going to work. You have to be that way dealing with people at your job. So we like to talk about it because it's something that when we become aware of, we have a sense of empowering ourselves by just becoming aware of it, acknowledging the fact that we have to manage it. It's ours to manage. It's ours to protect. And we do it at whatever cost, and we have to. And I think that is definitely a plus. And today we're going to get into a little bit of detail about it on day-to-day events. And I can definitely talk about some events that have happened to me in my past that will definitely bring some light to the subject. So first thing that I want to talk about on that subject matter is secrets. And I feel that for us to be out here on this earthly plane and to deal with the people and scenarios and measuring challenges and all the things that come around and information that we get and information that we see, we have to learn how to keep secrets. I love the term hermetically sealed, which when it's used dealing with hermetics and Hermes, it is dealing with the fact of that knowledge back in the day was only given from mouth to ear. I respect that. I respect the fact that when you use the term hermetically sealed, there is no name, there is no noun, there is no word that you can place in front of that takes anything higher as far as what we've agreed upon than when somebody says something is hermetically sealed. And that's important, because I say that is that I've seen a lot of mishaps with people doing certain things, and I will even account for it on my own end, without getting personal, that people have a very hard time keeping secrets. Have a hard time. And you also have heard the term or situations where if you tell one, you've just told 10. And then that then gets to be 10 times the 10th power, and you know from there what goes on. So I want to talk about that today. That is so important with whatever you're trying to do on this plane. Whatever you're trying to do, you have to. My whole situation when it comes to secrets is that I wanted to be that person that was trusted with a secret. To me, that's a measurement of my integrity. And I have been blessed. I have been lucky. I have been divinely protected due to the fact of, and just my awareness of people trusting me enough with things they wouldn't even trust their closest business associates with. And I take that very high, on the list for me. That really means something to me when I'm pulled to the side and someone says, Jim, blah, 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 blah. That just, and they know it's not going no further. They know that. They may tell me something because they're looking for my advice with it, vice versa. So, without getting into a whole long, drawn-out thing, is that my thing with the secrets is the fact of, can you keep them? Can you keep a secret? And second of all, can you first be trusted to be able to hold something to yourself? And so it kind of goes hand-in-hand. And at the same time, who is around you that you can tell secrets to? Who is around you that you can tell something to? Now, in certain lines of business, in certain ventures, as we would say, that if you do not have business with that person or persons, then it's really no need to crack out that mouth. That's another line of protection. I mean, if I don't have business dealings with you, then I don't need to talk to you about something that doesn't pertain to you. So we can look at that on the business entity, and we can also look on the fact of that in a spiritually or a spiritual-based metaphysic end today, too. Because there is some things that you have and knowledge that we have and possess that it isn't for everyone. It isn't. No matter how much you might want to help we get back to last week's show, and Judy brung an excellent point up, and the point was, in helping, are you creating a restriction within that person's pathway? And in my personal opinion, that's the biggest sin you can do. Everything else is free stuff. So you have to kind of get into yourself and listen to your inner intelligence about what you want to do. Because there's a lot of people in jail because they can't keep secrets, or they gave secrets out. Well, basically the same basic thing. They can't keep them. They can't keep them. They can't judge who they need to say something to, if at all they need to say anything to at all. The next thing is the fact of there's a lot of divorces. There's a lot of relationship breakups. There's a lot of hatred, jealousy, and bitterness due to information revealed. Now, back in the day, you had to go through a select amount of things before you could actually be initiated in a group to even have information given to you. So that's something that you had to do. If you didn't qualify for it, you didn't get the information. You didn't get that. You had to be a member, let's so to say. Okay? And whether it was the Masonic Order, whether it was dealing with the Kabbalah, whether it was dealing with being a Gnostic, I mean, whatever it is, you had to earn that. And in getting back to that, a person has to earn your trust. Person has to earn that. And if they don't follow your criteria, then you should really cut them loose. Because why do we have people around us sucking our energy at times if you're not watching yourself? Sucking your money if you're not careful with your finances? Sucking your ideas, which is another form of energy? And sucking away your own personal desires if you're not careful with it. So that's kind of what I want to get into today. And I'd like to hear some input from a co-host here. And I'm going to go over a little bit of something too. Once again, I say, who can you trust? And who can trust you? And that's something that we need to look into the mirror and ask ourselves. Have I kept myself in a position, a line of integrity, a line of self-worth, a line of metaphysical worth? Am I that person? Would a person trust me with something? And that's important. That's important. That's one of the most important things. I mean, there's some information that has been passed on that I will never speak about, but I'm blessed enough to have heard it. I'm blessed enough to have been a part of it. And I'm blessed enough that a person thought enough and highly enough of me to bring me into certain inner circles of this information. I am most highly blessed and most highly thankful of that. Identify all threats. And then what is your procedures for getting these threats out of your area? What is your procedures? What do you do after you have identified the threat? Because here's the deal. Identifying the threat is a metaphysical process. And I go to battle with anybody over that. Identifying threats at you, you must be on your most high alert status metaphysically. You've got to bring in all empowerment to you to identify these things around you. If you cannot, most likely they will overtake you because you've got to identify them. And then how are we grading ourselves? And I mean grading ourselves without judgment, without judging ourselves, without being too harsh on ourselves. So what are we doing? You know what I mean? What are we doing? Now, Greg, I'm going to start with you, buddy. I'm going to start with you. Because, Greg, you seem to have a little medieval in you, too. You understand me, what I'm saying? And I'm going to say this. What is your take on secrets? And what is your take on you and how you've been with secrets that have been told to you?
Well, secret. It's what it is to me, and you actually find out who your true friends are, because when you tell a secret and you find out that it's passed on, to me that's judging their character and lets you know that they're not trustworthy and they're really not a true friend, especially if it's something that is really something that is really private.
Excellent point.
Yeah.
Excellent point.
I mean, and that's true. I mean, I find out, and the people that come to you and really, you know, want to talk to you about some personal things,
right,
shows you who are really true friends, because they feel that you're worthy enough to come to and talk to. So, you know, it goes both ways.
Okay. I like that. I like that, because you can look at what's around you and see what's proper with it. Judy, what's your take on it, darling? Let me hear that Southern take on secrets.
Well, I'm in the world of hearing secrets, because that's what I do. I hear people's secrets all day long, and I hear some very deep secrets. That's what I do.
Right.
And I am very aware that if I tell anybody else those particular secrets, I'm bringing injury to the person who told, injury to the person who told me the secret,
right,
and injury to myself. I have depowered the person that told me the secret, and I have depowered myself even more, 10 times as much,
right,
for telling the secret. So it's very important to keep your integrity in place and keep the secret, because, and, two, I have learned sooner or later, though, that secret will come to the surface. Secrets always do, but you don't want your energy tied to it. That secret belongs to the person that holds it, and it's up to them to deal with it in their own time, in God's way, and it's not up to us to interfere in it and put our 2 cents worth in, because we really don't know. So it's really important to keep that secret.
Perfect.
Never give it to anybody else, because you'll depower not only them but yourself too.
Perfect.
You
perfect.
Really will.
Perfect.
You will suffer more than the person that you broke the secret about.
Perfect. And that's exactly how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly how it should be. That is perfect. All right, when we get back off of this break, I gotta hear what my man Ken has to say about secrets, because I want y'all to get ready, because it's about to get hot, piping hot up in here. It's about to get hot. When we come off of this break, we're gonna see what Ken's idea about these secrets are. We're gonna move on, and we're gonna let people know how we can protect ourselves. We'll be right back. Give us a couple minutes.
Spirit Radio, touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Hey, hey, welcome back. Welcome back. This is Jim Ferguson for a Hustler Spirit Radio. I got my guest here, Judy, Ken, Greg. What's going on? What's going on? If you're just tuning in, we started off the show talking about secrets. We started off the show talking about identifying security threats to your energy. The bottom line to it, we want to identify them little jokers and we want to get them out the way. Sometimes they're big jokers. So we welcome you if you're just tuning in. And I got everybody pumped up. I got them ready. I got them fired up because Big Ken, I know you got something, man. I know you got something hot, Big Daddy. I know you got something Ben and Jerry Strawberry Supreme Sunday hot.
Well, I'm going to tell you just off the bottom line.
Come on, Ken. Give it to
share a secret with anyone. There has to be a multiple lot of things before you start sharing information with anyone or just keeping things to yourself. You have to trust yourself. So to give a secret, it has to be that one that you truly trust. I don't think, you know, like I would just walk up to someone that I've been around, even though they were like an acquaintance, or I might even say, well, he's a friend, but you really don't know. He has to earn some trust. Things that a person do and they exhibit within themselves,
the qualities, right,
will make you know where to keep a secret and where to, you know, hide that secret.
Exactly. That's exactly
right. We only run into a few friends in our lifetime, maybe a handful, if we're lucky. And right. I mean, you can know someone for 40 or 50 years. You can lay next to your wife. A wife could lay next to her husband. And that person right there, you know that you couldn't keep a secret with because it's so many different elements in that person.
That's right.
They can lay right next to you and have a lot of envy,
right,
a lot of jealousy,
right,
a lot of deceit,
right,
in their hearts. And they'll never tell you or never disclose that to you.
Right.
And you could tell them something and just like...
And get burned from it.
And get burned. And burn your... You, I mean...
Burn yourself.
A life-changing event for you.
Have we not seen it?
And I've had it done to me.
Right. I've had it done to me, too. And that's it. I'm going to tell you something, man. I'm going to tell you something. There's not a single person out there that when you look back at all of it didn't give you traits that they would not hold a secret. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
When you angle it down, that means even at your jaw jabbing, you may be talking about crap on the corner, you may be riding or going to get something to eat. If that joker is bringing a bone, he'll take a bone. That's just how it goes. So we have to be, this is the fact of it's a critical time for us to deal with what is around us. See, it's like getting bit by a mosquito, but you never see the mosquito. Man, you got to put traps up. You got to set traps. You got to be looking, and you don't lose your mind from looking, but you got to be aware. And in certain fields and in certain ventures out there, whether it's in the street, corporate America, regular businesses, you have to be looking for that. Because here's what you got. If 99% of society does not understand the metaphysical way of looking at life, then how in the hell do you think majority of society is going to be able to do things on a much higher vibrating scale? Figure this shit out. I mean, when you look at
it. The majority of people don't have patience. No patience at all.
The patience, I don't see patience bring havoc to some man. Let me tell you something, dude. That's a cutter that if you want to know a cutter other than being deceitful, what I'm saying by being deceitful, it's just not doing proper business transactions. That patience right there, man, I've seen it bring down a whole crew of folks, dude, over not having patience.
Yeah.
Not sitting waiting, not looking, not understanding that you don't make a move necessarily on ego. See, one thing is impulse, one thing is to have intuitive impulse or intuitive information, and then it's one thing to do to let that subconscious mind rule your decisions about what you need to do. Come on now, can't act like it's going on. We can read the newspaper every day, and I guarantee you, you can give me 10 cases that's in the newspaper. And you can give me 10 cases of who been caught doing what, and I can tell you what you just said is due to impatience. And that impatience is slash ignorance is what it's due to. The fact of that you think you need to make a move here without taking a look here. Once again, now if you understand it metaphysically, that all events are energy, then if you become more metaphysically astute, you'll be able to see and feel when you should move and when you shouldn't. I mean, that's just, I don't care if you're in a stock exchange, dude. I don't care if you're selling cars. I don't care if you're a doctor. We have got to learn how to listen to our intuitive insights. We got to learn how to do that. That's 90% of the battle out here in life, man.
But if you're a very spiritual person, that patience will guide you, even though if you feel like you're at a loss. Because I truly, sometimes I'm at a point where I'm like, if I didn't believe and have that in my soul, that I know I'm gonna be okay. You fall into that.
I know you can fall into that rut, baby, down that little drain.
Rut, or doing the same thing that someone on a lower level would do.
Right.
You'll do stupid things or make bad decisions and affect other people's lives.
Guess what? And that's a beautiful thing to say, because guess what comes from that? Desperation. That is something that you run from. And you definitely, if you're in the street jacking around any kind of way, any kind of business deal, when you see somebody desperate, if that don't turn your stomach and twist you inside out, there's an issue, man. Business deal, I don't care. More people on Wall Street, you know what half that shit was about? Desperation and greed. That it all breeds the same. Desperation and greed. It's okay to deal with your cheese. It's okay to get your massive amounts of money, but you ain't got to be greedy about it. Greedy is just I'm not saying, ooh, settle for just this and go. No. Get your whole lump low. That's not what I'm saying. But the greed part blinds you. That blinds you. Desperation, what you just talked, blinds you. And impatience is actually the ether on all of that. So you got just what you just said, you hit that dead on the money, because when you put that in, you put nitromethane on something, man. It ain't coming out, it ain't going to be good. Not going to be good. Not like that. It's not going to be good.
Those are lower vibrations, and you'll never win.
Never.
You've got to learn to ID the lower vibrations and stay away from them.
Exactly.
Walk away.
There you go. Sometimes you got to run away. Sometimes you might have
run
to
away.
Shoot your way out.
And don't engage them either. Don't try to argue with them. They will bring you down.
All right. Don't try to fight. Exactly.
Exactly.
Don't
okay,
even
we'll
go there.
We'll find ourselves in a thing where we put a lot on ourselves of others. People, and if you can't find a way to put that aside and take care of yourself, you'll run into the problem, and your secrets they'll be all spread out with everybody, because you won't even know what you're doing. You have to eliminate a lot of things in your life, and mostly what I'm trying to say is that you have to take care of yourself.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you exactly how you trying to say it. You're basically dealing with the law of responsibility, meaning you're responsible for all acts. So you're responsible for managing your energy. You're responsible for looking at it. You're responsible for getting the threats out of your life. You're responsible on just what Judy just said. Get away from what's happening. Because I'm gonna tell you something. If you give a person 3 minutes of arguing in what you know, and vibrating higher on an average per day, it feels like it brings you down lower now if you try to go head to head with somebody. You understand me what I'm saying? See, that's the other polar situation that comes with gaining more metaphysical knowledge. When you go down and deal with some of the lower, see, we got to be careful that when we say the things that we say, that we can't lose insight that we're here on this plane. And I read some stuff just recently. It was like, you know what? We can go la-di-la-di-da. We can go whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. We can try to jump over here, raise higher over here. But we still have to realize that we're here on this third dimensional plane right now. So let's not act like we can't get medieval when it's time to get medieval. And I've had to do that. You know what I'm saying?
You have to have a certain thing to keep the polarity going. You have to have negative and positive.
Well, yeah. Well, you're right, and you have to identify it.
Right.
But where you put your power and your majority of your energy at is one thing. But see, I'm not, for one, I am not going to sit here in this studio and talk about somebody to say, you know what, man, no matter what happens, just turn the other cheek and walk around. That's full of shit. I'm sorry. Sometimes you might have to take off your shirt. Sometimes you might have to put your Timberlands on. And sometimes you might have to stomp a little ass. That's just how I go down here, man. Because ain't but so much running your ass can do before you hit a wall, maybe. You understand me what I'm saying? That's just how that go. My man said, somebody told me back in the day, Big Daddy, you might have to put that holy book down for a minute. You might have to put it down for 1 minute. And you might have to get right. That's just how it is. I can't go to a gunfight, dude, and I ain't got nothing but, you know, a little pea shooter, a little wrist rocket. I can't go like that, man. You got to go down in that closet and bring up some of them goodies. That's why we buy them. I'm not necessarily saying, you know, that's a okay thing, too. Sometimes we got to realize that. You know what I mean? You got a situation? What I'm supposed to do? Dude, let me hug you, man. Maybe you feel a little bit better. No, baby. Let me put something in you so I know you don't feel better.
Jim?
Yes, ma'am?
Jim, if you stay in a really high vibration, you will immediately see their Achilles heel.
Yes.
You will immediately see that.
Yes.
And that's all it takes, is just bringing it up and it's over. If you stay in a high vibration, their lower vibration will expose their underbelly.
Yeah.
It will every single frigging time. And it doesn't take but about 3 to 5 words to just stop the whole thing and sink the ship.
Yeah.
Don't go down on their level. Stay high and you'll see their Achilles heel and then just boop, that's it.
But darling, I'm going to tell you this one. For walking on some of these streets, up here in Cleveland, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, I feel you. I've seen it work. I've done it. But we have some folks up in here. Let me tell you something. They ain't responding unless they hit clickety clack, and you ain't coming back. That's what. Basically, there's some folks up here. I don't know about how it is where you at, sweetie.
But that's probably everywhere. And. Just like Judy said, you can change a situation in the matter of 4 or 5 words.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
If you're up there.
Yeah.
I can see where you're coming from. But
you know where I'm coming from.
don't even hear you and don't even listen.
Uh-uh.
So you try to.
Big Daddy.
You try to use.
You know. You can try to be metaphysical all you want to, Big Daddy. But we know what's going on. I'll let everybody know, Big Daddy Ken over here, I know he's trying to get metaphysically high. But
oh, I am.
Him.
I'm
but
high.
Oh, yeah, I know you're up there, Big Daddy. I know you're up there, Big
Daddy.
Oh, I'm
glowing.
I know you're up there, Big
Daddy. And I know a lot of people see me glowing.
I see you glowing, Big Daddy.
It's burning some people up. But I'm not going to change. And there's nothing no one can do to change me.
I don't want you to change, Big Daddy. But I don't want you to forget, Big Daddy. Big Daddy, we done seen some things, too, and we happy that we've been a part of them things. Big Daddy, that's all. I'm going to leave that one alone. Big Daddy, that's a situation up here. We laughing between one another, but we trust me, just think about the title of the show. That's all I want you to do. Just think about the title, but Lord have mercy. But anyway, let's move on to the next subject. Definitely. Judy, 100% right. You're 100% right here, darling.
If you stay in your integrity and you keep your power, you can back out of that without having to go down that road and without having to get down. Yes, I'm not saying bend over and give up, but if you hold your integrity and hold your power, you can put up the boundaries and you won't get into that situation. Does that make sense?
You are 100% right.
They will become afraid of you if you hold your power.
Right, because when you dip down, there's no one that's going to win, and you definitely
expecting you to do. So when you don't do that, that's when they're like, you're blowing them away already. You're knocking them out. You're knocking their power away.
Right. You guys are right. You guys are 100% right. And I just, you know what I mean? But today, sometime I feel like starting a little something today. So y'all have to excuse
me. I think you do. What do you feel like starting today here, Jim?
I feel like, you know what I feel? I feel like starting a little shit today. Just out of
the little under your saddle up there. What's going on? I've got a mirror under that saddle somewhere.
That's what I'm talking about.
Who did you into that?
You know what, though? But at the same time, I can have some fun with it. And I got people listening that I know. These brothers get bout about it. They get bout about it. So sometimes they want to hear a little bit of something about themselves. You know what I mean? They may not be up there at that level yet, so we still got to give them a little bit of something. They know how to get... What's another word other than using medieval? What can we say that's even lower than that? What can you say that's even lower than that? Anything lower than that? Anything
caveman.
You think of? Huh?
Caveman.
Down in the mud.
There's some people out there that...
Down in the mud.
There's some people out there got to get down there. But
if you hold high integrity, though, if you suddenly pull in the energy like Mother Teresa had, you can walk through anything. You walk through in her morphic field, and they're not going to touch you.
You know what?
Move to the morphic field of somebody like Christ or Mother Teresa, and they're not going to bother you.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. You know, all jokes aside, but that is truly something that I have seen personally, where a person has vibrated so high that there were situations that people did not pass that person right up and could not even identify that person.
No.
Because where they were vibrating at, they could not even identify the person.
They couldn't even look in their eyes.
I've seen that from my own, trust me. We can laugh and we can joke, but seriously, what you guys are saying is 100% right, because basically it can happen. I've seen it. I've seen it with my own eyes happen, where that particular person, no names, because that is a secret, that actually was able to walk right by some scenario that was not going to be good for that person. I've seen it happen. And I mean, when I say walk by, I mean walk right by. Wasn't even there. I've seen it.
What's happening is that their level of consciousness and energy is so high, they're actually going into another dimension, and they're not visible. They're vibrating so high at a higher frequency, the person couldn't even see them.
Exactly. And I'm going to give you one other twist to it, too. The people that were looking for that particular person, let's say if they were vibrating much lower, that gives a separation. Now, in my opinion, that would be even a higher separation. That means, depending on their intentions of what they were looking for, if, in fact, by emotion and feeling, if they were on the lower plane of that vibrational frequency, does that enough allow for a more frequency separation? So that would even help it out. So if somebody's dealing with you on a much lower vibration and you're much higher up the polarity pole, then that should give you that much more separation between those two frequencies. That would kind of be physically, within getting into physics and frequency and energy, that would be, you know, that would have to account for something too. See, that person's frequency must be taken into effect also. But see, it's no more different than a question was brought up to me earlier, and it's kind of getting with the same subject matter, was the fact of the higher vibrating one becomes, and we kind of touched on it a little bit, is the more that you really have to watch what you're attracting to you. See, because people think, well, you're going to attract everything that is much more on your plane. But we've also talked about in the past that lower vibrating people will immediately be attracted to you. So there comes up your security measures, your barriers, your protection points, and IDing those protection points. Higher you vibrate, and Judy made an excellent point, you will be able to identify that, because you start becoming, getting into that fourth dimensional standpoint where you can start looking at a person's soul. You can start seeing the person's intentions like they wrote on their forehead. You start listening to your inside feelings, and then you're able to identify what's around you. So I think all of that, you know, on a serious tip, is most important. And it's why I came up with that subject matter for today. It's something that I really wanted to do, is identifying all threats. That's important. And what procedures do we have once we identify the threats to eliminating these threats out of our lives? And that's also, taking responsibility to everything that is dealing with our reality. And I think that's important. And it's a serious thing. So it's not something that I'm going to sit here and make cracks about today. And it's something that I'm not going to start anything with that I'm not going to finish properly. That is very, very important, is how we handle those things, because a lot of us can see those things, but how we dissipate those out of our lives are very important. And that comes into the fact of that we have to expand our minds and expand our levels of awareness and acknowledgement. And once we do that, we'll start seeing those answers come to us. But at the same extent, to be able to actually wield energy over towards us for our best behalf. And I think that's something, too. We talked about crystals the last, couple shows. We really didn't get into it last shows, but we're talking about healing energy. You start getting into Reiki. You start getting into understanding the matrix or morphic field, if I'm saying that properly. We start getting into that. We start getting into using psychic mediums, psychic intuitives to help identify what's going on in our lives, to be able to pick this stuff up. We've got to use everything that we have that is an arm length away to make sure that we're running at the best possible frequency. We have to do that, all the way from eating, all the way from exercising, all the way from looking at and grading ourselves. Once again, I said at the beginning of the show, not judging ourselves. How did we do with that circumstance? How do we do with that challenge? I don't like to call things problems, because I feel that a problem is only a problem if you do not accept that something is in your life. I like to say that it's a challenge. I don't like to say problem. Problem to me is denial, and I don't like to say that. Whatever it is, it's a challenge. Let's get over it. Let's win. We got to win-win. That's the bottom line. Let's see what it's going to be. Let's get it. Let's kick it out the way, and let's move on. And I think with that, that's a very important thing. If it's a health issue, relationship issue, finance issue, it's about tweaking our dials, tweaking our frequencies. It's about making steps. And I've seen so many people this week and last week that I've talked to. Wonderful plan, no movement. Me and Ken, we talk about it every day. Movement. We pump each other up. We got to move on something every single day. No talk without movement. No talk without movement. We have to become doers. And that means if we were on a quest to metaphysically increase our knowledge, we have to do. It's not going to happen you sitting at home watching Larry King at night. It's going to happen when you dedicate yourself and put yourself into the book. I talked to a very close person that's in my life right now, and she is actually studying crystals. Studying them, looking at them. And I talked to her right before going on the show, and she told me that she feels drawn to the information. Yeah. I appreciate it, babe. Oh, I thought we might be on. Okay, now we're on break. Yeah.
Okay, there I'm in. I'm Don. I just wanted to say I was tuning in. I was going to speak quietly in your ear, but
right.
The audience should hear this. I love you. I love every damn word that comes out of your mouth, because okay, I feel it comes from a guy who actually has integrity, character. A person who's solid. And I'm of the same ilk, and it might be an uncommon trait these days, unfortunately. No, I don't believe that. I think that's another con. I think we got so many people of such great heart in this world. If we all started to realize how we all felt, things would change. It'd be monumentous. So I love you, man. I love every word. I believe in action. It's a doing thing. Hell, it's a physical world.
Yes, it is.
Get along as spirit later on and go talk about how we're going to be such great fucking angels. Excuse me.
Right.
We're going there sooner or later. We all know it. So let it come. Let it come. But what are we here for? And I like that. It kind of it puts a little weight on the understanding of, well, responsibility, maybe. Character,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, that's true.
I love you, man. I love you. I mean, you ought to be in a movie, I promise, because you're infectious. And that's what this world needs. It needs, you know, they played that shock and awe bullshit on the world.
Right.
I think maybe it needs to be extended. It can't be just that one little minor moment that they revel in. I think
right.
we should extend that out for a great length and really wake people up.
Yes.
Yep.
One of the reasons why we wanted to do this show.
I love you.
Why I came with the idea about the show.
I love you, man.
It ain't kind of water none down. You want some Cavassier, you want the full dose, baby. You don't want a half water, half Cavassier. If you're going to drink it, you need to drink it all the way through.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like going to the
exactly.
racetrack, half throttle.
Well, that's where...
Full throttle to the flow, baby.
That's a hustler's spirit.
That's why, and that's what we keep here. We rather die than lose that.
Amen.
Because if we ain't got that, baby...
I mean, whatever amen means, it's got to mean amen to that. I'm gonna let you guys continue on and have fun.
Tell you, when you got an engineer jumping in like that, you definitely have some power, Jim.
Come on with it, baby. I think we all do. I think put together, yep. baby, we're about to do something. I want to be infectious on my money. That's what I'm saying, Big Daddy. I want to draw it to me like bacteria, like mold on bread.
Big Daddy, just not money. I want it all.
Honey, we all want it all. Bottom. Come on. You can
definitely,
draw anything to you want to.
We have it all. It's just a matter of changing our perception, shifting our reality.
When I look in the mirror, I say, look at this old boy go.
That's what I'm saying.
Got it.
Just change your vibration and know you have it. It keeps happening to me. Just change your vibration, know you got the money, and it appears.
Exactly.
You never lie about that one. Right, you know what I mean? It just gets you pumped up. I just feel tingly all over. Sometimes.
Now, wouldn't you feel tingly all over here, Jim?
Yeah, I feel tingly when I think about my money. I feel tingly when I think about it, and I know it's coming. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel tingly,
oh, yeah.
too, talking to y'all. I will admit that. I feel tingly. I get pumped up for the show every week. You know what I mean? I get pumped up, but I get super tingly when you start talking about them onions and thousands. I get tingly about that. Big Daddy, you chewing that gum like you on rhythm over there. spiritual rhythm, huh? This gum is spiritual. It is spiritual, though. It is. The flavor is spiritual, too. That's what I'm talking about. But anyway, we've had some fun today. Man, I've had some fun today. And definitely. Now, listen, I would want to say this. I got to talk a little bit about this sunstone crystal. I want to talk about that, but beforehand, I want to know, right quick, between my two experts out there, in grading yourself on events and challenges that surround you, I'm going to put you guys on the spot now. What would you say, Judy, you first, what would you
yeah.
say would be a good procedure to do it? You know, look at something, let's say something happened to you during the day, during the week, and you kind of look back and you say to yourself, how did I handle that? What would you say is a good way to let the universe know that you see the lesson? You know what I mean? You're making movements to understanding the lesson. What would you come in and say about that right quick, Judy, before we get to this question?
I can feel when I've made the lesson. There's a certain feeling that comes to it. And I just really dip into the Christ energy and check it out and say, you know, what I actually say in this particular lesson, did I learn? That's all. Did I learn? And the answer will come back whether I did or I didn't. I dip into the Christ morphic field and I ask the Christ energy, did I handle this right?
Perfect.
And I will always, always, always get an answer. Go into the morphic field of the highest energy you know and ask. Don't never be afraid to ask. Never be afraid to
you'll
ask.
You'll know. You'll definitely know.
You'll know.
If you're in the Christ energy, you'll know if it's true or not. And
if it's right or if it's not right.
Exactly.
So Greg, how about you? What would you, Judy, excellent. Excellent. That is excellent because I find myself doing that too. And I find myself knowing that this is a lesson. Immediately, you know, no, there's something here. I got to learn. Now, Greg, now what about you, buddy? Now what about you? Let me hear a little bit about you.
I had talked to you about this already, Daniel Brinkley. Secrets of the Light is his second book. Saved by the Light was his first book, and he's talking about when you cross over to the other side, you have a panoramic life review. And he says you don't want to wait until you cross over. You should do it every day. So every night before I go to sleep, I review my day and see if there was anybody I did wrong to anybody or wasn't at my highest vibration. And I ask forgiveness for it, and then I wipe the slate clean, and I start a fresh day with the highest vibration.
That is excellent, because, you know, so funny. I read something similar to that, where it said that where you are vibrational-wise, when you leave out of here, that's where you're going to be. So if a person is doing hellified situations here, that's their personal hell once you go to the next dimension. How you're vibrating here is what's going to be on your other end. That's what you're going to be looking at. So if you got integrity, if you got the fact of understanding your heart, if you have respect, and if you are applying yourself to knowledge and gaining knowledge, that is what you're going to vibrate to on your next path. That's what you're going to see. That's the bottom line. So, you know what I mean?
But it's not even the next path. If you can start doing this now, things, you're going to start shifting dramatically, as Judy was saying. Things are going to start, the doors are going to start opening up. The abundance is going to start flowing. Once you start getting to that level of love and higher vibration and paying it forward and volunteering and opening doors for people, you're taking baby steps, and then you're going to start being that marathon.
No. I definitely agree with you. But what I was talking about was I was actually saying on your crossing over, on your actual death from this plane.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, you leave exactly where
here, you. That's where you're
you
at.
Re-enter where you left.
Going to be around.
Whoops, what, Judy?
It's very important to take care of yourself now, because you will re-enter the next life exactly on the same vibrational you left this life on.
Thank you.
Right.
And you really
and if you
need
haven't
to look at
right,
your
exactly.
life. Is that what you want to come back in?
Right.
Because you will re-enter with exactly what you leave with.
Thank you. And I think that's enough. Backing to make a person really want to change his vibrational point right now.
Exactly, because we were talking about it earlier, you know, earlier or last week, the last part of the week, we were talking. It's just not just for me. All the things that I'm talking about that I'm seeing now and that I believe in, I want to practice that on a daily basis. I want to do the things that I'm doing right and do those things continuously. But the things that I'm doing, and I know that there may not be pleasing to me or to my soul and my spirit, I want to get those things behind me and move forward.
Yep.
But I definitely have to practice the best things that are truly
for
me.
That's part of your management. When you hear people say, you know, live today, plan for tomorrow. See, I look at it in a metaphysical point. Live today, understanding today. Live today and understanding today with a planning for tomorrow. Because if I'm living today and I'm understanding today, man, my tomorrow going to be sweet as hell. It's going to be sweet. It's going to be exactly how I want it.
Exactly.
Because if I keep that up and keep that going, then I am going to put in perpetual motion how my life and my lives are going to be. And I think that is taking full, complete responsibility for ourselves. And if everyone does that, we've got a perfect world. We've got a A1 perfect world if everybody can actually do that. And I mean, I would even get up, man, I wouldn't care if it's 15,000 people. If I can just say for one hour, if you can just extend your heart and love every single thing. I'm not talking about just humans. Everything, every tree, every bush, every animal, I don't care what it is, 1 hour, and man, they would have to get another device to measure the energy of the earth by that. But we don't talk about that.
You're exactly right, Jim, because we are stewards of the earth. So if everybody starts recycling daily, to recycle the paper, recycle the plastic, and instead of just throwing everything in the trash and not worrying about where it goes, we don't have to wait for the government to save the planet. We have to save the planet ourselves, every single person. And it will happen. As you said, if everybody starts doing that, it's going to be amazing how in such a short time things can change.
I'm going to tell you something. That is probably the highest key point of this whole complete show, Greg. That is it. We are stewards of this earth. And that is very...
Yes, we are.
We ask for this earth. We ask for this plane. We have to do things that's going to be proper for the plane. And we've got to just get out of that mindset... And just like you said, waiting for government to tell you when to take a dump, take a piss, I don't care what it is. And I'm just, it's not the issue because I'm going to tell you something. To be honest with you, a lot of these people that are running certain things in government, it is not advantageous for them for a wake-up for us. It's not advantageous for them. And people just, if they take one more step and look and see all the things that are placed in your way to deter you, from the awakening, it's off the chain.
We got the power.
We have it.
We got
There's
the power.
No government that can hold you if you vibrate as a unit. There's nothing. There's nothing. There's nothing. I don't care what you have collectively together. It's the bottom line. And we just intrinsically know that. But it's just pulling together. You know what I mean? People say, oh, this is going to be the hardest thing in the world. Man, no, I'm sorry. That's a bunch of hard crap, too. It can
it's
be that
easy.
Way.
It's easy.
It is easy. Thank you.
It's
thank you,
easy
Jim.
To love. It's easy
yes,
to
ma'am.
Love. And the more love we pour out, the better this planet gets.
Better. Better.
Hate
you know
has
what?
To
just
stop.
Love
hate.
That you have for yourself will increase plant life, will increase animal life. I mean, everything has changed due to how much we issue our love out. And, Judy, that is 100% right.
That's right. I had a good example of that with a client tonight. I worked on her last week with Matrix and everything, with headaches. And she said this week, she said, I had a headache, Judy, and all I had to do was think of you, and it disappeared.
Yes.
She dipped into my morphic field, took my energy, and made her own headache disappear. Which people, that by the example we live, they can dip into our field and change their own lives. They can dip into our love field and change their lives.
Change your life.
And that's what we do with everybody we meet.
Now, let me ask you a question. Technically, before we get out, because we got one more couple minutes, is she using you as a grounding medium, or is she using you as you taking your energy? Well, I can't say taking your energy, because that would be robbing from you.
No, she's not taking my energy. I offer my energy freely, and I tell all my students, I said, you got a problem.
Okay.
Put me in your head, and you'll have the tools you need to solve that problem. And they do.
But it's not taking her energy. What it is,
it's not taking my energy. They're
it's bringing
using
them
my
up
energy.
Morphic
I'm
field
offering.
The energy where she's at. You see what I'm saying?
I'm
so
offering
what doing,
my energy.
They're connecting into that level, and once they're there, then things manifest.
Got you. Because we are infinite. We're not actually. That's not being taken. You're actually creating a road pathway for that person to actually dissipate what they need.
I tell them to do that,
and the funniest part of it was because today was my birthday, and everybody's giving me chocolate cake
birthday
today.
Birthday to you.
Thank you.
You better believe
this
it.
Woman suddenly had a yen for chocolate after she dipped into my field and got rid of her headache because I was sitting there eating a piece of chocolate cake.
Today's your birthday, Judy?
All afternoon.
Today's your birthday?
Yeah, today's my birthday.
Well,
Happy birthday. Let me say this
to you. If you want to hang on one second, just listen to this. Happy birthday, Jeff, for you, and may all your dreams and wishes do come true. When you blow out the candle, one light stays and glows, for it's the sunshine of your smile wherever you go. Happy birthday, Judy.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Judy. I mean, you're about 21, Judy. I know you're about 21.
Yes, I'm 21.
Say it. That's what I'm saying. Keep that secret, too. Shit, don't let it go. But listen. We had a great time. Man, did we talk about the sunstone today? Did I get a chance to talk about that? I can probably
text
messages right
now.
We'll
get that next time, sweet baby.
We're going to have to get it next time, but I will say this. Stimulate self-healing powers. Restructures your atomic. It helps to power up your atomic structure, and the sunstone helps you, empowers you to say no. It stops you from procrastinating, and it also helps you to cut ties from people. That is the sunstone. We'll get more into that next week, plus another stone, too. I do want to say thank you all for listening in. Thank you all for doing that. Once again, I do want to say our hearts go out to Seth, which is the engineer for our show at BBS Radio. He lost his father today, and we definitely want to say, dude, we have you in our hearts and minds, and we're going to send you something out there, Seth, if you're listening to it, definitely, man. And we want to...
everybody say a prayer for him.
Yeah, exactly. We want to definitely do that. So we're going to get out of here. You can tell I'm rushing. Get out of here until next week. This is Jim Ferguson for my co-hosts, Judy, Greg, and Ken. I want to thank you for listening to A Hustler Spirit on BBS Radio. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, I'll have a great week.
All right, you too. Happy birthday, darling.